contrary to official statements out of Moscow, that this move was extra-constitutional, outside of the constitutional provisions for governmental change. Clearly, it's a disturbing development, no question about that. And it could have serious consequences for the Soviet society and in Soviet relations with other countries, including the United States.
Good morning. As long as I'm not blamed for Hurricane Bob.
Well, we won't place that blame on you this morning, Mr. Maxwell. I know that you have been trying to make contact with your many sources in the Soviet Union today. What are you hearing from there?
I am hearing that President Bush is absolutely right. The power of the coup was unconstitutional. The theory, they claim that the president is ill, and that's the paragraph in the Constitution on which they assumed power. It's not true. Gorbachev is well. He's been held in house arrest with his wife and those who took their holiday, and a coup has been made. He's been deprived not only by and sold out by his vice president and prime minister, but also the head of the armed forces and the head of the KGB.
So your sources say, your sources tell you that he is in fact still alive, though?
He is alive and is under house arrest.
You talked with Gorbachev just weeks ago during the economic summit. Did he express any fears to you that something like this might happen?
He did not express them personally, but I was on this visit jointly with a very great American politician, Senator Howard Baker, but those close to him told us that if we in the West are not going to help Gorbachev, other than with words, then we could expect that he could lose power and that it would be a very hard winter indeed.
All right, Sir Robert Maxwell, we thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We do appreciate it.
This is a very disquieting development.